Bernie Sanders warns, number of plans to ensure President Trump eviction. By Joshua Klein on September 27, 2020. Former Democratic presidential candidate and socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, warned Friday of several plans to ensure that President Trump would be evicted from office next month, though he refused to elaborate on what exactly they entailed. Appearing on Real Time with Bill Maher, Sanders decried rampant wealth inequality, systemic racism, climate change, and a whole host of problems, before addressing a scenario where President Trump refuses to concede an electoral loss. There are things that we have to do now to make sure that Biden wins, and if Trump attempts to stay in office after losing, there will be a number of plans out there to make sure that he is evicted from office, he said. When addressing the same scenario in April, Sanders said he would mobilize the American people in a way that they've never been mobilized before. Maher pressed Sanders to stipulate an actual detailed plan, something he claimed Democrats have been relatively silent on. Well, you haven't heard it because it's never happened before in American history. So you are asking for a plan to do something that no one has ever had to do before, Sanders responded. When pressed further, Sanders stated that the first step is to defeat Trump badly. And if he refuses to leave, then we got plan number two, and it's a little bit premature to talk about it. While Sanders remained mum on the issue, Democrats have been setting the stage for grim scenarios this coming November whereby even a clear Trump win is deemed illegitimate and likely a result of foreign interference and voter suppression. As reported by Breitbart News earlier this month, a massive network of well-funded left-wing activists and progressive groups have been training, organizing, and planning to mobilize millions of Americans should President Trump contest the election results, refuse to concede, or claim an early victory. With progressive groups preparing to mobilize for what has been described as a political apocalypse full of violence and chaos, and with Hillary Clinton urging Biden not to concede the election under any circumstances, the dire forecasts of the left are set to become self-fulfilling prophecies. In case of a Biden win, Sanders also described his intention to punish Republicans who showed support of authoritarianism, warning them not to obstruct us or lecture us. Once in control of the Senate, the Democrats intend to use it to represent the needs of the working families of this country, he stated, adding that only a Democratic-led Senate will restore faith in American democracy. Planned revenge against Republicans for supporting President Trump has already manifested in a recent plan by Democrats to kill the Senate filibuster, a move which could advance controversial legislation on topics such as gun control and abortion. On Saturday, President Trump reiterated his wish for a peaceful, legal electoral process. "I want to see a very peaceful transition, but it's got to be a legal process," said Trump. Despite focusing on a backlash among U.S. citizens over misconduct strictly on the part of President Trump, Maher admitted that regardless of who wins, there will be trouble in the streets. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.